Dear students, welcome all to the first module of triangle chapter. The study of geometry is concerned with knowing properties of various shapes and structures. In this chapter, we will be discussing the concepts like similar triangles, basic proportionality theorem, Pythagoras theorem, etc. Students, can you recall congruence of triangle? When can we say that two triangles are congruent? Yes, two triangles are said to be congruent if their corresponding sides are equal and corresponding angles are also equal. Let's also recall that two circles of same radii are congruent and two squares of equal sides are congruent. But what if the circles have different radii and squares have different side length? In this case, they will be called similar figures and not congruent. Congruency is a particular case of similarity. In both the cases, three angles of one triangle are equal to three corresponding angles of the other triangle. But in congruent triangles, the corresponding sides are equal, while in similar triangles, the corresponding sides are proportional. Now, let's try to summarize in this way. All congruent figures are similar, but similar figures need not be congruent. All congruent figures are similar, but similar figures need not be congruent. Two figures are similar if they have same shape and not necessarily same size. Here are some real life examples of similar figures. Example number one. Imagine a same photograph in passport and postcard size. They both are similar to each other. Example number two. Most of you might have visited a museum. At the entrance, a small model of entire museum is kept for the visitors to get an idea of the sections at one glance. The model kept is the replica of the real museum in smaller size. It is said to be similar to the real museum. Example number three. The zoom option in mobile helps us understand similarity better. A picture when zoomed in and out at various levels gives us similar figures. Having heard about these examples, can we try to define similarity of polygons? Two polygons of the same number of sides are similar if their corresponding angles are equal and their corresponding sides are in the same ratio. Note that both these conditions are necessary to retain the shape. If any of the above two conditions are not met, the polygons cannot be similar. Can you name the triangle with the equal corresponding angles? I heard you rightly telling equiangular triangles. The ratio of any two corresponding sides of equiangular triangles is always the same. Therefore, they are similar to each other. This statement was proved by Greek mathematician Thales by using basic proportionality theorem. The discovery of the Thales theorem itself is very interesting story. When Thales traveled to Egypt, he was challenged by Egyptians to determine the height of one of several magnificent pyramids that they had constructed. Thales accepted the challenge and used similarity of triangles to determine the same successfully. Now, let's look at the theorem in detail. Dear students, please refer to basic proportionality theorem slide in the presentation. First, let me tell the statement of the basic proportionality theorem. If a line is drawn parallel to one side of a triangle to intersect the other two sides in distinct points, the other two sides are divided in the same ratio. Now, let us prove the theorem. Imagine a triangle ABC. That is, draw a line parallel to side BC that intersects the other two sides AB and AC at D and E respectively. We are going to prove AD by DB is equal to AE by EC. Proof. Can you recollect the area of the triangle? What is the formula for area of the triangle? Yes, it is half into base into corresponding height. In triangle ADE, that is red color triangle, if you select AD as the base, the corresponding height is EL. Therefore, by using the formula, area of the triangle ADE is equal to half into base into corresponding height, we get area of triangle ADE to be equal to half into AD into EN. If you select AE as the base of the triangle ADE, then the corresponding height is DM. Therefore, area of the same triangle ADE can also be written as half into AE into DM. Consider triangle BDE, that is blue color triangle. What type of triangle is it? Yes, it is an obtuse angled triangle. Therefore, if you take the base as BD, the corresponding height will be EN, which lie outside the triangle. Therefore, area of triangle BDE is equal to half into base into corresponding height, which is equal to half into DB into EN. Similarly, area of triangle DEC, that is pink color triangle, is also an obtuse angled triangle. If you consider the base of DEC triangle as EC, the corresponding height will be DM. Therefore, by using the formula, area of triangle DEC is equal to half into base into corresponding height, we get area of triangle DEC is equal to half into EC into DM. Therefore, area of triangle ADE by area of triangle BDE is equal to half into AD into EN by half into DB into EN, that is equal to AD by DB. And area of triangle ADE by area of triangle DEC is equal to half into AE into DM divided by half into EC into DM, which is equal to AE by EC. Both blue and pink color triangles, that is triangle BDE and triangle DEC, are on the same base D and between the same parallels BC and DE. Therefore, area of triangle BDE is equal to area of triangle DEC. From the above three results, we get area of triangle ADE by area of triangle BDE is equal to AD by DB. Area of triangle ADE by area of triangle DEC is equal to AE by EC. And area of triangle BDE is equal to area of triangle DEC. This implies area of triangle ADE by area of triangle BDE is equal to area of triangle ADE by area of triangle DEC. Since both the left hand side are equal, the right hand side will automatically be equal, that is we get AD by DB is equal to AE by EC. Thus we have proved that the line segment DE, which is parallel to BC, divides the line segment AB and AC in the same ratio. Having proved the basic proportionality theorem, let us solve the sum which is given in the presentation. Given DE is parallel to AC and DF is parallel to AE. To prove that BF by FE is equal to BE by EC, first consider the triangle ABE. It is given that DF is parallel to AE. Therefore, by using basic proportionality theorem, we get BF by FE is equal to BD by DA. Consider the triangle ABC. It is given DE is parallel to AC. AC is the base of the triangle and DE is parallel to AC. Therefore, by basic proportionality theorem, DE divides the other two sides in the same ratio. Therefore, we get BE by EC is equal to BD by DA. From the first and the second equation, we get BF by FE is equal to BE by EC. Here are some few applications of similarity. Number 1. By analyzing the shadows that make triangles, we can determine the actual height of the object. Number 2. Used in aerial photography to determine the distance from sky to a particular location on the ground. Number 3. Used in architecture to aid in design of their work. This brings us to the end of module 1 of triangles chapter. Hope you all have understood the concept of similarity and basic proportionality theorem. Thank you.